Listener Production.
Hi, I'm Jessica Heatley and welcome to Far North Queensland Local News. Checking weather first, partly cloudy with a shower or two, reaching 29 degrees across Cairns. The same in Mareeba, partly cloudy with showers, expect 28. Making news today, Friday, May 20, construction starts on Far North Queensland Medical Education Project. Cuts to aviation firefighters put regional communities at risk. And it's National Walk Safely to School Day. Let's get into it. A dedicated medical training facility is just around the corner in Cairns. The sod turned on a new building at the Bentley Park College Medical Training Precinct, which will include two classrooms, a medical training facility, a reception and an office. Mulgrave MP Curtis Pitt says it'll have a particular focus on Indigenous students.
Very importantly, what we're going to see is young people getting into our health service, and it's going to mean that they're going to be able to see somebody who they can aspire to be.
Construction will wrap up by the end of next month. The United Firefighters Union are calling on all federal election candidates as job cuts have put regional communities at risk. Almost 100 aviation firefighters were stood down during COVID, and now that the demand for airline services have returned, there aren't enough firees. Regional airports have been hit particularly hard, this a major risk to public safety.
Gladstone, Proserpine, Coolangatta and the Sunshine Coast have been severely affected, with a large number of flights from regional airports not receiving sufficient aviation firefighting protection.
Aviation Branch Secretary Wes Garrett there. The Environment Department says two swiftwater rescues at Josephine Falls in as many weeks have come about because of people ignoring warning signs. It says both times the creek was closed to swimming, alerts were active, extra warning signs were in place, and flash flooding warning lights were on. While it's a much-loved spot in our region, it comes with a warning. Those who ignore those signs are risking their lives and their rescuers. Emergency services say each rescue costs more than $25,000. And kids across the region are putting their best foot forward this morning, taking part in National Walk Safely to School Day. The annual event aims to raise awareness of the health, road safety and environmental benefits that regular walking can provide. It comes as figures reveal 1 in 4 children are overweight or obese. CEO of the Pedestrian Council, Harold Scrooby, is urging us to leave the car and take a step towards better health.
We understand many parents and carers have to drive, but that doesn't mean you have to drive right up to the school gate and chauffeur your children everywhere. Walking is by far the best exercise for all Australians, particularly young children.
Let's take a look at some sport now. The Northern Pride have a tough weekend ahead of them as they host the Sunshine Coast Falcons. The Falcons are sitting second on the ladder with just a single loss this season, while our boys will be looking to rebuild some confidence coming off the back of 2 losses and a scoreless game last weekend. The weekend's action gets underway at Barlow Park from 5:30 on Saturday. And Cairns Marlins will host the Darwin Salties for the first time ever this weekend in the NBL 1 North Comp. It's the very first time the new club has left the top end, and they've just signed former Marlin Nathan Jawi for the season. Our boys are coming off the back of 3 straight losses, so no doubt hoping to turn the season around while they still can. The men's game gets underway Saturday from 8 p.m. after the women's at 6. And that's all for this edition of Far North Queensland Local News. But if there's a story you think we need to be covering, send us a message at northqldlocalnews@sca.com.au. And for the latest local news throughout the day, download the Listener app. Listener.